This is Sean with Voices of St. Joan of Arc, and I'm speaking with Myra Stemnock, and you're 90 years old. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So you've seen a lot over the years, especially with St. Joan of Arc, right?
You might say. We were in St. Andrew's Parish for 25 years, and that was biracial also. In fact, the last of my four children said it was the best class he had ever been. The eighth grade class was half black and half white.
Okay.
And he said that that was probably the best class he'd ever had.
Wow. So what did you see as far as back in the day, kind of some of the hardships of the transition of that?
It was not a big deal.
Not a big deal?
No. We just, I still love St. Andrew's, and we went to Immaculate Heart for a few years, and we decided that we were so used to biracial living with the blacks, the whites, whatever, and that we wanted a more diverse parish. So we decided to join Joan of Arc.
Okay, and don't you agree it's a very beautiful church?
Oh, my gosh. It's outstanding.
What are some of the things inside the building that you love looking at or love gravitating to because of just the artisticness or the architecture?
Oh, the architecture is unbelievable. It's so beautiful. So very beautiful. But that isn't what really matters in a church. It's the people.
That's
and
right.
And they're wonderful.
Have you enjoyed French Market? Have you been able to go and participate with that and everybody working together and raising some money?
Oh, yeah. People work together at Joan of Arc very well.
Were you involved in any committees or any groups?
My husband was involved in everything.
What types of things was he involved with?
Practically everything that went on at Joan of Arc. He worked for Indiana Bell for many years. He retired to work for the Archdiocese. He was asked to come to work for the Archdiocese, which he did, and he died at 70. I was 69. So I've lived alone for a long time.
So what were some of the favorite moments that you and he shared, if it's over the holidays, or what are some favorite moments in the church that'll always stand out for you?
Oh, really, John? There's nothing. The people are wonderful. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
That's what makes a difference, whether it's a building or whatever it is. It's the people inside it that make the difference.
And you have multiple generations that have been going there, is that right?
No, actually. Our children went to St. Andrew's.
Okay.
Which was a biracial parish also.
And when was the last time you were able to go to the church? Would you go in 2019? I'm sure in 2020 it was a little difficult.
I didn't understand that.
When was the last time you were able to go to St. Joan of Arc? How long has it been?
Oh, gosh. What, about a month?
About a month? Okay.
At least a month, yeah, with the COVID.
Well, that's good.
I'm too old.
I know. We need to keep you safe and keep you going.
Is there anybody
that you can think of that really stood out that you like to give some appreciation to that's helped the church out? Is there any person?
Actually, Father Pat Doyle.
Okay.
Had been a neighbor of ours, the Doyles. We lived next door to them when we went to St. Andrew's, and Father Pat is just a great guy.
That's great. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add?
No. What would you like me to add?
No, I think you've covered a lot, and I think you hit the nail on the head that it comes down to the people inside, and that's what really makes it.
That's what makes church.
That's right.
No matter how beautiful the edifice is, it's the people that make the difference.
That's true. Well, Myra, I really appreciate you sharing. I'm sure the people will love you know, hearing your point of view and everything. You've had a long life to be able to see a lot, and I'm glad that you're still able to tell it.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, we'll just stay on the line for a second.